Hello, my imaginary friends. SM2N here, you can call me Simon. It is Tuesday the 8th of May, 2012, and this is my audio blog. But it's more than that, so much more than that. I have with me here the lovely, the delectable, the light of my life, JN2N.
Hello. What an introduction.
I could have got a lot worse, don't worry.
Worse?
Yes.
Than this?
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Yes. Now, there's a reason why JN2N...
I have to live up to this now, don't I?
Yes. There's a reason why you're here on my audio boo.
Uh-huh.
It's because I want to ask you a little bit about a subject you've raised recently in your last couple of boos.
Mm-hmm.
Namely, the topic of preschool.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically the preschool that you're the chairman of.
Mm-hmm.
I say chairman, yeah. Knowing that you're going to go...
I don't mind, but nobody calls us chair anymore. It's just chairperson.
I didn't say chair.
Chairman, you're not called
chairman.
Sorry,
you misspoke. Anymore. I think you said nobody calls us chair anymore.
Sorry, chairman, I mean. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, not even if you're a man.
I don't know. I had a man, so I'm not sure.
Hmm.
Anyway.
Chairperson.
Yes. Oh, I hate chairperson. That's stupid. Right, yes, carry on. Anyway.
You prefer to be called chair.
Yes.
Okay.
Chairperson. I mean, of course I'm a person, honestly. PC. Anyway, you had questions?
Yes. So,
while I choose a washing up liquid? Yes.
There's been... can you please stop looking at washing up liquid and concentrate on the interview?
I'm concentrating.
So, tell me, please, why are you the chair of this preschool nearby?
I sort of got... I don't know, I got volunteered for it. I went on the committee because they'd done a really brilliant job with Amelia, because Amelia didn't really talk until she was three, and she certainly didn't speak at preschool for the first 3 months or so, and they helped a great deal with her potty training, where I tried practically everything. So it was great, and she really enjoyed her time there as well. And then I thought, well, I might as well give a little bit back, and I'll go on the committee. And I knew the treasurer, and she sort of suggested it. So I went to one committee meeting, and then next meeting was the AGM, and the then chair was trying to stand down and kept looking at me all through the meeting that she needed a new chair, and obviously didn't say no loud enough. So I got volunteered together with, because I said, well, I had no idea what I was doing, together with one other committee member who'd been there for a bit longer. She was then practically in the background, just sort of there as backup, while I took over. And my first job was to organise the Christmas party. So, and it all started like that, really.
And how long ago was this?
That was, well, a year and a half ago. It's only a year and a half ago, really. Oh, my word. Yeah, I suppose so.
Could you please speak up a little bit if you insist on having your MacBook on your lap with its fan going?
Sorry, I'll put that over here, shall I?
Yes.
Yes, a bit hot, isn't it?
Giving something back.
Yes. Mm. To the community.
To the community.
Yes. Well, to the preschool at that point. Well, also because Henry was going to go there, hopefully. So so I thought that'd be worthwhile doing that.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. What's the responsibility? So you wanted to join the committee to give something back.
Yeah.
So what is the role of the committee in the preschool?
Oh, they just turn up to meetings. So the ordinary committee members turn up to meetings and they get given a job to do, mostly to do with the next fundraising event that they have to organise something. Either run an event by themselves, such as, you know, we do hand towels where they need to collect fingerprints from the children so they can be printed onto the towels. Or if we're doing a nature hunt, they need to organise, or for the coffee morning, everybody select something, collect, I don't know.
Evidence.
Stalls. No, not evidence.
Stalls?
Stall holders. So they need to contact stall holders. They don't put them in a box or anything. We just contact them and they turn up on the day. And then they need to all volunteer to have a stall, you know, either selling cakes or selling clothes or whatever it is.
So fundraising.
So it's mostly fundraising, but it can also be, you know, we're looking into gift aid that someone takes on and says, yes, I'm going to look into that. Or, you know, so issues like that that are operational issues for the preschool. Or we have someone who makes sure everybody is CRB checked. So they have to have a list and they hand out the documentation that's necessary and point new committee members in the right direction, that sort of thing.
What does CRB stand for?
Criminal Records Bureau.
Okay.
Is that a trick question?
No, not at all. Gift aid and fundraising, this sounds like it's a charity.
Yes, it is a charity, yes.
So the committee members that you're talking about here, are they the trustees of the charity?
Yes.
They are, right, okay. And so is the chair of the trustees?
Yes.
You're responsible for making sure that the committee meetings are facilitated and chaired.
Yes. Yes, I have to do that, yes, because we have to hold a certain number of meetings a year, for which we need a certain number of members there so it can be a legal meeting. But we keep all that very informal. It's mostly about the fundraising, you know.
Right, but the committee members are trustees of the charity.
We don't advertise that fact.
Mm. So they are legally responsible for the charity?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And in some ways liable.
Mm-hmm.
And they are required to be parents of
Parents. Yeah, there's a, well, the Preschool Learning Alliance gives out sort of model constitutions, and according to the latest one, 60% of the committee have to be current parents. So they don't want to get into a situation where it's lots of people who don't actually have anything to do with the preschool. So it's mostly current parents and former parents. But you can also have other people who have some other sort of interest. But mostly for us, it's people move on. So committee members probably never stay for longer than a year. Once their children leave, they leave as well.
And they get more interested in whatever school their children go to next.
Yeah, or scouts, where, you know, they're so oversubscribed, you have to help out to be able to get your child in.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So, what else do we need to know about preschools?
Be a bit more specific.
Why are preschools so important?
Why are they so important?
Do I need to pause for you to clear your throat?
No, sorry. If you can put up with me coughing every now and then, I do have a sore throat still. Why are they important? Because that's sort of the first time that the very little ones, so the preschools take them from 2 or 2.5 years old, that's the first time they're away from mummy, a lot of them. But it's only for morning or an afternoon. In this town, it's mostly for the morning, that they go to a session of 2.5 hours, and they are with other children, even though at that age they play more next to each other than with each other. They start to form friendships, and they learn what it's like to be away from mum, and also, crucially, the preschools in this town help out a lot by making sure the children sort of already learn what it's like to be at school, because what they do here is they're only at preschool for a year and then they move on to nursery. But the nurseries are all attached to the primary schools. And most primary schools insist on nursery class already turning up in school uniform. So it's basically just another class before the reception class. So for those small children, 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds, when turn up at the nursery, can be quite daunting, and they're expected to have some sort of registration process where they have to find their own name, for instance. And the preschools help out by already making sure the children get used to a process like that, get used to being in a group of children and having to do this activity now, being able to take instructions, etc., etc. So, and of course, there's the early years foundation stage called the NAPI curriculum in common usage, where the children already learn certain things that will then help them later on. So it's really, you know, about literacy and numeracy and all sorts of developmental stages. I think there were 6, but they're trying to simplify this now from this year, I think. Here, this is the most important thing for the very small children, that they manage to, yeah, they get, you know, they get this new environment, new learning environment, very important for them.
And what's in it for the parents?
That they get their mornings or whatever, get a morning off, that they can concentrate on younger siblings, or, you know, doing housework, whatever, so that when the older siblings come home from school, they have time for them. It just gives them a break. But the childcare is fairly reasonable. And it's also because, this is kept... The fees are kept down by the fact that the committee of parents, the trustees, don't get paid, and they run everything. Well, of course, their staff, who actually look after the children, the committee don't do that. Because the committee is there, they don't need to employ people like an accountant or general manager, or, you know, sort of lots of other things. And because of all the fundraising they do, that brings in extra funds to renew equipment and, you know, buy extra toys or, you know, all the little bits that you need. What else do they do? What's the other thing? I've forgotten now. Sorry. Ask me something else. Maybe it'll come back.
So what motivates you?
Oh dear. That's a totally different question again. Apart from... it's gone past wanting to give something back now, because it's become pretty much a part-time job. I don't know. It's just a...
How has it become a part-time job?
Well, because there's so many hours involved.
How many committee meetings are there? How frequently are they?
Well, it's not just the meetings, though, is it? So all sorts of decisions need to be made, and there's always something that needs clarifying, and there's just so many things come up, and somehow I keep getting involved in this.
Clarified, but for whom? For the other committee members, or
no,
or
is it staff. Do you get
drawn into the day-to-day running of the preschool by the staff?
Well, only sort of decisions made. I'm trying to get rid of this, because we have a manager now. We had a preschool leader before with no management responsibilities. So we expressly looked for a manager last year to make sure that this person can take over these things. So I'm trying to get out of that.
So was the committee heavily involved in the recruitment process?
No, not the ordinary committee members, no. It was mostly... That is something that falls to the chair. And then because we were looking for a manager and our deputy was also applying for the role, we couldn't really have her sit in on the interview as a staff member. But we also couldn't have another staff member sit in to decide who's going to be the manager. So we had 2 committee members. So I then had the secretary and the treasurer alternating. Mm.
Right, okay.
Whoever could make it.
I've probably got a little bit too much detail out of you there, so please don't quote us too much on this. So yeah, so you had to get involved in the recruitment. So quite a lot for a chair to do then, not just chairing meetings.
Yeah. Mm. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, it's called chair, but it means you do more than just chairing meetings, yes. Oh yeah.
Mm. So what about the stress?
The stress.
So so obviously you raised this this discussion. As an offshoot from the stress discussion, and you were trying to illustrate how some stresses are not positive, not negative at all, that are actually good.
Mm. Yes, because I don't know why, but I'm not for some reason I'm not stressing about this yet. This may change once they make the decision. But maybe it's also because it's not entirely clear to me how, you know, that, well, I can't accept that there is no way around this. It seems to me that, I mean, I've researched a little bit today, and it seems that other preschools and other counties survive by having children from two years old until they're four or five and they go on to school. And that way they get all that funding that the government gives to 3 and 4 year olds. Which is what we wouldn't get, because we only have the children from two, and then some of them would go off before they ever get funded, so we would lose all that money. So I wonder whether that is one reason why we wouldn't be able to afford it. Whether this town has just developed this little ecosystem of preschools that fits around, you know, just the children then going off to nursery. So I'm not entirely clear yet, and you know, I can't accept that there is absolutely no way out of this, and maybe that's why I'm not stressing yet, because it doesn't look inevitable to me. But at the moment it just looks at something, right, it's another crisis, so I need to get my teeth into this and I need to do something about it.
Another crisis.
Yes, I think when I stressed last year, I think those were things that either there was too much work. The recruitment was very stressful because there was too much work, and also because we just didn't seem to be getting the candidates and we desperately needed to get people in to make sure that we can open again in a new year. Otherwise, we wouldn't have had enough people. So we had a deadline, and it was stressful because it wasn't looking great. And then, you know, other crises stressed me out because whatever we were doing, it was just never enough and never good enough. And it just continued, and it seemed like there was nothing you could do about it. That kind of stress. Because that's frustrating, and because, you know, if you feel there's nothing you can do, I find that frustrating. Whereas now I don't have that feeling that there's nothing I can do, because I can still fight. The decision is not inevitable, and even after that, I'm still not convinced that we couldn't find some sort of solution of working around this.
Hmm. So you mentioned deadlines. So with this change in intakes from 2 a year to 1 a year, there will obviously be a specific date for that, which won't affect your children. Our children, but it will affect the next, you know, future children at this preschool. So you obviously care about the future of this preschool, not just for your own kids.
Mm-hmm.
But so do you think there's a difference in the deadline element to this? The deadline is not so close, and even if there was this change and there was a financial imbalance, You've got enough reserves to spend time finding a new balance and sort of ride out the storm and find a new solution. It's not going to all fall apart overnight. You've got a while.
Oh, I don't think we're going to fall apart overnight. No. I think from what I've heard from other preschools where the intake's already changed and they're now struggling for survival. I mean, they're still going. It's just that they think that if nothing changes, they want to change back to two intakes because they can see it's not viable. that's the only concern. So yeah, we'll see.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the interview.